This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. January 11th, 2021 marks the 1,000th day since a starch factory owned by the American corporation Cargill in Turkey fired 14 workers. Cargill has more than 166,000 employees around the world. Last year, it earned more than $115 billion in revenue. I talked to Burja Ayan from the IUF Global Union about the situation. The workers had been trying to join the Tekadayash Trade Union, one of the IUF's affiliated unions. I asked Ms. Ayan why the workers had been fired.
The 14 workers were unfairly dismissed while trying to organize a union at Cargill, Turkey. All 14 blue-collar production workers are members of the Tekadayish Trade Union, which is the tobacco, drink, food and allied workers trade union in Turkey. And they were all prominent union worker leaders in the organizing effort. The dismissals came shortly after Tekadayish had formally applied for collective bargaining status for workers at Cargill's four food facilities in Turkey after reaching what the union believed to be the required 40% legal threshold for a multi-unit bargaining certification. To deny collective bargaining certification, Cargill challenged the union's application by adding white-collar workers, mostly in managerial positions in Turkey head office, to the legal bargaining unit, causing Tekadayish membership to fall below the 40% threshold. After Tekadayish had formally applied for collective bargaining status on March 5, 2018, attempts were also made by Cargill Turkey management to persuade workers to resign from and not join the union at Bursa Orhan Gazi and Balıkesir plants in Turkey. Even in certain instances, workers were promised a wage increase if they indicated to Cargill that they would not join the union. It's worth noting that the 14 dismissals in April 2018 followed earlier dismissals of seven other workers in 2012, 2014, and 2015. At the same Cargill factory, who were also trying to organize a union. These seven workers also won their court cases in 2015 and 2018 when Turkey's Supreme Court concluded that they too were dismissed in retaliation for their union activity.
What were the workers asking for as they tried to organize a union?
Early on, when Cargill opened its Orhan Gazi factory, the company pays its workers higher wages than other businesses. However, over time, wages decreased with low salary increases. When workers raised their problems with their managers, they did not get any positive responses or solutions. When workers realized that they could not achieve anything this way, they understood that they had to be united and therefore have decided that the best way to do this was to unionize. And when workers chose to unionize, Cargill Turkey dismissed the prominent union worker leaders and thus intimidated other workers that if they too would become union members, they would be dismissed. The aims of Cargill workers trying to organize the union were basically to achieve decent wages and to improve working conditions.
A Turkish court has ruled that 12 of the workers should be reinstated. Why has that not happened?
All these dismissals at Cargill violate core ILO conventions 87 and 98, which protect workers' rights to freedom of association, to organize and to engage in collective bargaining. ILO jurisprudence prescribes reinstatement as the remedy for anti-union dismissals. No worker illegally dismissed at Cargill, Turkey, has been reinstated since under the Turkish law, which is not in conformity with ILO jurisprudence and international standards, companies in Turkey can pay compensation instead of reinstatement in cases of anti-union dismissal.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the workers?
Unions and their members can learn more about our fight for reinstatement and respect for trade union rights at Cargill, Turkey, on both the IUF's and Tekkudaish websites. A simple thing that unions can do is help get our story out. You can share the link of the Cargill campaign page on IUF's website, which is www.iuf.org, or on social media, and tell Cargill to reinstate the workers it unfairly dismissed in April 2018 and to respect trade union rights at Cargill, Turkey.